Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Screw Loose Auto. I'm your host, Rusty Nuts. This far and away is the coolest thing I've ever gotten to do with an hour of my time on a weeknight.
I had to go to the hospital for them to like basically cream my back.
Sorry for urinating in your ear. I love cars. I love what this is about, being a veteran myself. Wow. We just lost half our listeners, bro, and we're not even live yet. That has got to go in my intro, dude. We have to hear that every single week. You know what, bro? They wouldn't have a minimum standard if the minimum standard wasn't good enough.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Screw Loose Auto here on DVR, WDVR.
What you talking about, Louis?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Screw Loose Auto here on DVR, WDVR. Yeah! I'm your host, Rusty Nuts, owner-operator of Hard Luck Automotive Services here in Oklahoma City. With me, as always, is my co-host, Captain Obvious. What's up, Captain?
Hey, man. How are you?
Doing all right. Back on the ones and twos, hiding out in the back, we got JJ. What's up? Say hello.
I'm sorry. I'm laughing about the weight 30 because that little guy is pissed.
Yeah. And last, but
it gets better. Well, no, it doesn't get better, Captain Obvious, because they learn to talk soon.
Yeah, and then they're asking you for money. Right now, they're not borrowing any money.
True.
And last but not least, our esteemed guest tonight is a gentleman by the name of Scott Jones. Mr. Jones is the CEO of American Warrior Garage, of garage rehab fame, Richard Rawlings. Scott, tell us a little bit about yourself, brother. Welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me today. And I am Scott Jones from American Warrior Garage. We are a nonprofit 501c3 organization that help veterans get back, regenerate back through automobile restoration and service. We have a shop here in Bremen, Georgia, that is a full-fledged shop. We do, brake jobs, front end alignments, oil changes, and whatnot to help trading vets to learn how to work on cars and then see if they want to, further their career in, automotive service work and stuff. So
not only are you providing you're providing these guys a safe place to wrench, you're also giving them kind of like a little glimpse of what it would like to be in the industry.
That's correct. Yeah. So they get hands-on training here on our neighbors' vehicles and stuff like, not neighbors, but, the people that live here in Bremen and the surrounding area, they come down here. And since we were on garage rehab, it was a very big deal for our small town. And so we've got a lot of local support. A lot of locals bring their stuff down for just, regular routine maintenance. And then we do a couple of restorations. So right now we're working on a couple of pay-forward vehicles for deserving veterans that we've picked out. And we can kind of get into that a little bit later in the show. But, we weed them out. You're either gonna like working on cars or you're not. If you do like working on them, we try to help them get that ASC certification so they can go out and make a good living for their family.
Outstanding, man! And in addition to garage rehab, before we started the show tonight, you were telling me that you guys had your hand in a Gary Sinise build for that Richard Rawlings and Gas Monkey went in partnership with the Gary Sinise Foundation. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. You know, Gary Sinise Foundation is another organization that's near and dear to our heart. One of our veterans has had a home built from the Gary Sinise Foundation. So Sean Adams, and he's one of our board of directors also, but several years back, Gary Sinise came out and built him a house out in Maysville, Georgia, and a real nice house. And so Sean is part of the American Warrior Garage Group. And so when Richard came out to redo our garage for us, you know, we made mention of, you know, Gary Sinise and his organization and, you know, how he was, you know, kind of helped one of our own out. And I don't know if that particular story is what inspired Richard to do it, but we kind of hope it was. And so Richard had teamed up with, I think it was Sunbelt Rentals, and they built a CJ and then had it out at Barrett Jackson, I think it was a year ago, possibly. And it went for, I think, $1.31 million. So
it was... God! You know, damn,
we were out there. It was live. I was out there actually watching it live. Me and my daughter had went out there, and I go out there every year just to kind of hang out. And but yeah, that thing brought $1.3 million and some change. So
that is insane, man.
It was great to be a part of it. So,
so you
would say to that,
yeah. Well, that's it for Screw Loose tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, that was Mr. Scott Jones. Yeah.
No other guests.
$1 million CJ.
Yeah. So what you said that you were on an episode of Garage Rehab. What episode and what season? If somebody wanted to check you out, where could they find it?
Our story is on Garage Rehab season 2. Episode 8 and 9, and we are the only one so far to have a dual episode for Garage Rehab. So we have episode 8 and 9, and then we're on what Richard calls is the revisit, where they go back to the garage and see how things are going. So if you want to know our story in detail, you know, take some time, go to Discovery, go Discovery Live or whatever it is where you can watch it, and make sure you got some tissues with you, because it does get a little emotional. So you get to see what, you know, we went through, the, you know, our struggles and stuff like that that we went through, and then you get to hear the full story of what got us to where we're at today.
That's outstanding, man. We not that it pales in comparison to what you guys are doing, but myself as a combat veteran, I run Hard Lock Automotive here in Oklahoma City. And the kind of the premise behind what we do is that if you can afford the parts, we do the labor for free. And we were showcased on an episode of Returning the Favor with Mr. Mike Rowe last April, season 3. And then my co-host, Captain Obvious, this gentleman is the... He is the head cheese over at USMC Racing, where he puts veterans and first responders in the seat of a race car and takes some lemons racing. So you are absolutely a god among men here tonight, sir, and we are way proud to have you on our radio show.
Indeed.
Yeah, absolutely. I asked you about this before. And I want exactly the same answer you gave me before, because I know people are wondering, what is Richard Rawlings like behind the scene? Behind the scenes, what's he like?
Richard is a unique individual. He didn't get to where he is today by, you know, he's very humble. He's a very humbled man. You know, I have sat there and talked to him for a few hours on several different occasions, and he's very concerned about our veterans. He does a lot for our veterans. He's done a lot for us in our garage. And he's very genuine in what he does for our veterans. He made a trip to Korea and had lunch with them. Of course, he's rehabbed our garage for us. And he is working on another deal. When I talked to him a couple of weeks ago, he's working on another deal for another veteran organization that you guys will see coming up real soon, a build that he's doing. And it's going to be awesome, actually.
Can you give us any details? Anything behind the scenes, bro?
Give us the first letter, and then all the letters after that is a hint.
Yeah, just give us a little nugget, and then the nuggets that follow.
Including all of the other ones that you weren't going to tell us.
Yeah, and the shit that they told you not to tell us.
Well, we'll pay you an IOU.
Not to tell, but all I can say is elephant.
Elephant.
Elephant. Elephant.
I know exactly what Mr. Jones is referring to, if I am correct, is the new Mopar crate engine nicknamed the Elephant. Is that correct,
sir? Oh, that's right. That's right.
Is that what you're speaking of, Scott?
Juicy.
That is your nugget.
After that, he's contractually obligated to neither confirm nor deny.
All right, CIA man, that's you stop correct. It.
Yeah, that's correct. Don't send the black ops guys.
Yeah. I'm more Blackwater kind of guy.
Okay, I just popped back in. What did I miss? Come on. What did I miss?
We're talking about Blackwater. Secret squirrels and how many of them are in that engine.
Did you say we were talking about Blackwater?
I mean, I was. I mentioned it twice, and no one, took the bait.
We don't talk about that.
Shit that doesn't get talked about.
I mean, I can do a quick Google search, and we can learn some stuff.
No, for fuck's sake, Wikipedia, put your phone away, man.
I have my phone. It's over there, and I have headphones, so I can't really get up anymore.
Yeah, good. Let's keep it that way.
It's chained.
The last time, Scott, the last time this dude Googled some stuff about something and went on this five-minute tangent about, population and fucking humidity in October and all this other dumb shit that we didn't even need to know about.
See, you need to go back and listen to episode two. Bet you there's a different air amongst everybody.
Because it's called edited. It's been edited.
Whatever, Gina.
Yeah. So I now that we're all, now that we're getting into the nitty gritty, man. How before I met Mike Rowe, I was working out of the back of my truck, and I was fat, dumb, and happy, and I didn't know what it was like to be like kind of small town famous. How did Garage Rehab and meeting Richard change your life?
If anybody knows me, I'm a very humbled, type person. I'm real shy when it comes to, I'm like you. How do you ask for money? How do you go out? Me and nonprofits probably don't go together very well because I have that same problem of going out and asking for money because God's blessed me with, a good job and right. I work for Delta Airlines full time. I get profit sharing every year. I won't get it next year thanks to COVID, but, I get profit sharing every year. When our chips are falling, when we don't have that money coming in, like you spoke about earlier, hell, it comes out of my pocket, just like you. I mean, somebody's got to pay, keep the lights
absolutely
on. So
yeah.
There's been more times than one, that I've had to go in and dig into my pocket. So now the show did help out. It got us national exposure. I think we aired in 9 different countries. And some of the things that touched my heart is when you get somebody from the UK that says, hey, I
serve
with your troops over. Fan, and they saved my ass man, that is just, that's powerful. That's powerful stuff. And when they go, when they say, there's nothing like your organization in our country that helps our veterans, that really warms, you know, warms me up and keeps me motivated to keep the, you know, to keep this thing going. And you can ask anybody that knows me personally. I've been broke 3 or 4 times trying to keep, you know, this place going. And it's just what we do, you know, because one day we just kind of hope that, hey, you know, we make it big, you know, and, you know, we make it big enough to where, you know, you can sit back and run your operation and not have to worry about, you know, where the funding's coming from. So,
right.
You know, it's hard. I mean, like, you know, it's hard. It's,
absolutely, you know, man. You're preaching, you know, to the choir of, you're preaching to the choir of nonprofits here between Brian and I. We absolutely, especially, and JJ, DV Radio, these guys at DV Radio, WDVR, DV Farm, these guys have extended me this incredible opportunity to act like a jackass once a week on my own radio show. And we're still very much in its infancy. We don't have anybody funding us. We needed new microphones. We had to go buy our own stuff. This is the same laptop that I brought home from work. So you're absolutely, you're preaching to the choir here, sir. We hear what you're putting down there.
Let me tell you a quick story. So, you know, one of our ways of making money is we get cars donated in, and we get a bunch of we'll get emails where people donate cars. And fortunately, I work for the airlines and I get to fly. So, so there was a car that got donated in from Biloxi. It was a veteran that he had passed away. It was a Suburban, early 2000 Suburban. So I get a phone call. Hey, my father was an Army vet, and he passed away, and he wanted to leave his car to a, you know, an organization that was worthy. And we run across your show. And so we would like to donate this car. So I said, well, we'd be honored to have it. You know, of course, we take the vehicles, we clean them up, and then do what we got to do to them. And then, you know, we sell them, and the money goes back into the organization. So I was in Biloxi. I flew in there. He picked me up at the airport. We took me out, showed me the vehicle. We got in it, drove it. Then we drove to the coast. I was going to, you know, buy him lunch and then drive back to Georgia. So I'm sitting there, or we're sitting there eating lunch, and this man and this woman's come walking by, and they're staring at me, and I'm like, golly, I mean, what, you know, what, I got a wart on my nose or something, or what, you know, you're that guy. I'm like, excuse me? You're that guy that was on TV. I said, no, because I had an American Warrior Garage hat on, you know, one of the attack hats, you know, on. And I go, okay, yeah, I'm that guy. And they go, man, we saw your show, and it's just like, oh, God bless you, and, you know, what you're doing for the veterans and everything. And you know, started talking, and I'm like, well, thank you very much. And, you know, and he had a tack hat on too, the khaki color tack hat. And we have these patches that say American Warrior Garage tack patches, you know. So I ripped mine off my hat, and I said, I don't have anything with me that's got American Warrior Garage unless you want this stinky old shirt. But I said, here's this tack sticker. And, man, you'd have thought I gave him $1,000. And he's just, my, you know, was just proud to walk away with it as I was proud enough to give it to him. So, but it's some of that type stuff. It just kind of makes you, you know, it's like surreal, or whatever you want to call it. For us, it's, or for me, it's like when somebody pulls me aside and says, hey man, I saw your show, and we really love what you're doing. And
right,
you know, it just kind of makes it all work.
100%, man. I know exactly what you're talking about. I live in a small town, Choctaw, Oklahoma. I call it Oklahoma City, but we're kind of on the suburbs. We're a little bit further east in Oklahoma City. And the appreciation for helping out the community sometimes is 100% worth it. It's 100% worth it. So if you're just joining us, this is your host, Rusty Nuts. You're listening to Screw Loose Auto. Tonight, our guest is Scott Jones. He is the, what'd you call yourself? The CEO and founder and head cheese at American Warrior Garage. How'd you introduce yourself?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that.
I'm the guy that pays the bills around here. How about that?
We got Captain Obvious tonight helping us out, and we got JJ in the back, our esteemed DV alum, making sure that we are recorded and sounding good.
But I can't do anything about how you sound, man. Sorry.
What an asshole, man. Like, they say, hey, bro, here's this radio show, and then fucking figure it out. You know, we're going to record it. We'll be in the wings, but you're kind of on your own.
What have we got here? A fucking comedian.
Do your shit, bro.
Do your shit. You got a face for radio, dude. Let's do this.
Right?
He's a hottie.
Brian, I've been doing a lot of talking, man. You want to say anything to this guy?
Unfairly, Sky and I have known each other for quite a while. So a lot of the stuff that he has already told you, other than that story you just told, I mean, I already know. As soon as I saw that show, I was hitting him up immediately. And unfortunately, the stars haven't aligned yet for us to meet up because he's in Georgia. And we race our year-end event is in Road Atlanta in Braselton. So, you know, not too far from where he is. But hopefully this year the stars will align and we can actually meet up. He's going to bring a bunch of Jeeps out and things like that. But, yeah, I mean, just like everybody else, you know, you saw that show and it was like, God, that's just amazing that it went down that way. I'm not going to lie, I'm jealous. If someone showed up to my garage and be like, bro, what is this? You need help.
So you're a Jeep guy too, Scott?
Oh, yeah. What happened was, and I'll get into this, what, you know, Richard did our garage. And I have a friend of mine named Steve Vance. He's a Jeep guy. He's over in Douglasville, Georgia, which is about 30 minutes from Bremen. And I didn't know it, but as our garage was being built, his Jeep place was being built over there. And he's a Black Mountain dealer, which is, you know, Dennis Collins, Richard's best friend, you know, sells Black Mountain. So,
sure.
I got my Jeep, you know, and it was supposed to be just a pavement princess, you know, for advertising and everything. So I put the inexpensive lift and wheels and tires and stuff on it and stuck our logo all down the side of it. And, you know, it was supposed to just be a mall crawler. Well, I went over and introduced myself to Steve. I said, hey, look, I said, your buddy Dennis Collins and my buddy Richard Rollins are best friends and my Jeep needs some help. He goes, oh yeah, it needs a lot of help. And I'm like, well, come on, man, you know, put the brother up. So he had got with Dennis and then they donated, they turned mine into a Stage One Black Mountain Jeep. They put, you know, steel fenders on it, rock runners and bumpers, winch, lights, you know, the whole nine yards. So I drove around for about a year like that. And then here about 3 or 4 months ago, or 3 or 4 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, it went back in the shop to get renovated and it got, you know, Dana 44 axles, new gears, E-locks, long arm kits, supercharger. We put a hamburger supercharger.
What?
It's badass. I mean, it's
that is badass, dude. What year's your Jeep?
It's a 2018. So
you got last of the JK.
It is available. I got the last of the JK. So it's available for any of you guys ever need it for promo stuff or whatever. It's just give me a heads up, or if you got some kind of events going on you want it to be at, if it's within traveling distance, just let me know. I'll be there. If you'll send me a decal, I'll put your decal on the side of it. It's got to be the peel decal though. I don't like the cheap ass decal. So send me some, you know, a good decal. I'll put on the side of it for you. And then,
what's my size requirement, bro?
We go to 3x5.
3 foot by 5 foot. Done. Yep. It's on the way.
Hey, we'll just get a wrap, you know. That's kind of how I got into the Jeep stuff, was kind of on accident, because when we started our garage, you know, we were hot rodders. You know, matter of fact, I'll get into how we all started. It's like me and my partner Vince. I mean, we're hanging out up at a Walmart. Vince and I, we built cars for years. I mean, probably 20, 25 years. We've built all kind of cars. We built Volkswagens. I had one of the baddest Volkswagens on the planet at the time. And if you ever can picture a Volkswagen being badass.
Yeah, but, man.
I had one of the nicest.
You kind of lost me when you said you built hot rods and then you let off with the baddest Volkswagen on the planet.
Listen, Gina, Volkswagen buses are where it's at. You need a chillax.
I had a 56 split window that would run 14s and a quarter. Now, I don't know about you, but 14s and a quarter is not that bad. It's pretty respectable for a Volkswagen.
Yeah, but it's, what is it, like a 1.3 liter? That's still pretty good.
Well, mine was a 2 liter. It had a 2165 in it with dual DeLordos, and then it was pretty peppy. I don't know what the horsepower rating on it was, but anyway,
50.
It was 36 horse from stock, so it was built up from there. But we were up at the local department store, and I had Vince had an El Camino at the time, and I had a Camaro, 68 Camaro. And this kid come out, he was in a wheelchair, and he's kind of rolling around there, and he's like, dude, man, I wish I could have a car like that. And we're like, why not? Why can't you have a car like that? He goes, well, look, you know, I mean, look, there's nothing that holds you back from having a car like this. So about 2 weeks later, I had my buddy of mine calls me up and he goes, hey, look, he goes, we got this guy named Sean Adams that we're building an engine for. And he's a disabled veteran. He's a double amputee. And he goes, I want to put you in touch with him. He's got a car that needs some attention. I said, well, we'll take a look at it. So he brings us, it's a 70 Chevelle, 800 horsepower, blown big block, and he drives it on hand controls. So we took his car in after my friend Jim built the engine, and then we got his hand controls working properly because they were makeshift, and we put ball bearings where you had metal on
sure.
metal contact. We were the ball going through, we changed them out, welded in races and put ball bearings in. So it was, a good smooth ride for him. And then, that's kind of how we got started. Sean was kind of our veteran that we had took under our wing and took care of, and he was at a very very dark spot in his life at the time, and man, it's just this was before Gary Sinise built his house, and all he had was that car, so we kind of hooked him up and then got brought him back around, and then things started happening for him. Gary Sneath built his house. He's a part of four or five different veteran organizations, and he is a very good speaker. So, if we ever need him for to get in front of a boardroom, I mean, he's very, very good, and he's very, very he's a very humble man, and he loves life now. So, part of me. Hopes to think that we had something to do with that. And then he's just been a very good blessing for us.
Definitely something to be proud of, man. Definitely to hear his story and to know that you got to be a part of that is definitely pretty amazing.
So one of the other things that we do here at American Warrior Garage is, we kind of do a pay it forward car. So right now we're working on a Torino for a 5-time Afghanistan vet. It's been a long, it's been a long project for us because it's one that we're having to work on, off time. It's one that we're funding, we're trying to, get funding for. And a lot of times that when the funding's not there, again, it comes out of Scott's back pocket. So
sure.
We're just about done with it. It's got to go to Hawaii, so I don't know if any of you guys want to volunteer yourself to go to Hawaii and, deliver it, but help us deliver it. But We're hoping to get it done here real soon.
Yeah, my wife's on the front porch, and she would automatically say no. Scott, let me interrupt you right there for just a second, brother. I'm getting away from the control room here that we got to take a break. You've been listening to Screw Loose Auto on DV Radio WDVR. I'm your host, Rusty Nuts. With me, as always, is Captain Obvious. Tonight, our amazing guest is Scott Jones, the man with the plan and the pocket comb at American Warrior Garage. He's been featured on Garage Rehab, and he is very proud to say that he's the only one that's ever had two episodes and been brought back for a rehash. So give us a couple minutes to pay some bills, and we will be right back.
DV Radio.
Are you looking for veteran resources and peer support? Objective Zero has an app for that. Download the Objective Zero app for free from the App Store or Google Play. Access wellness resources like yoga and a free year subscription to Headspace, the world's most popular meditation app. Check out veterans resources and access our nationwide network of peer support. Speak to fellow women veterans or someone in your field and branch of service. You get to choose who you want to chat with. Learn more at www.objectivezero.org. That's www.objectivezero.org.
What's DV Radio?
DV Radio is for you, the veteran, active duty service member, caregiver, and civilian supporter of the military. DVRadio.net is the online veteran network made for and by veterans. From original shows to syndication, you can find it here on DVRadio.net. In an effort to continue our mission and make better quality shows for each and every one of you, visit our Patreon at patreon.com/DVRadio. Whether you can only pledge $1 per month or that entire $1 million inheritance your uncle left you, there's a tier with rewards waiting for you. So why not keep DV Radio running and get rewarded at the same time? Head to patreon.com/DVRadio now. That's patreon.com/DVRadio.
DV Radio.
All right, folks, welcome back to Screw Loose Auto. I am your host, Rusty Nuts. We got Captain Obvious on the horn as well. JJ's hanging out in the back, making sure we at least sound professional or recorded so that the guy make us sound professional.
Yeah, like auto-tune us and such.
Yeah,
we should have an auto-tune an episode.
It's going to be a lot of fixing this.
We'd take like the soundtrack to Hamilton and auto-tune one of the shows to it. Instead.
Oh, man, my 12-year-old's obsessed.
Oh, my
God, my pug just fucking farted. You guys talk about something. I'm going to put this dude out. I'll be right back. It's so foul, dude. It's like a 10-year-old pug. And he just crawls up. This is how he lets me know he needs to go out, is he just walks over to me and farts. So I'll be right back.
Dogs are the best.
Oh, man. I got to say that.
Hey, so Scott, you know, if you ever have, you know, guys or gals you have that, you know, show some prowess in race car racing, you need to let me know, because we're going to be there in December in Braselton, and we have a third car, so we've got five more seats just opened up.
I think we can put somebody in it.
Yeah, unless you want to get in it.
I'll do it. I'll do it once. You know me. I'm game for anything one time.
Okay. Yeah, we can get you in Saturday, since that was the day you guys had planned coming down anyways.
I'll do anything once.
Oh, there he is.
I'm back. My house almost is gone of this shitty pug, shitty smell. So what I didn't get to do was reintroduce our guest. Did I miss that while I was letting my dog go take a shit?
Yes.
Okay. You did reintroduce him or you didn't?
No. You just
okay, and number four on the list today. Mr. Scott Jones. And Mr. Jones is the CEO of American Warrior Garage. He's been showcased on Garage Rehab a couple of different episodes, and he is talking with us this evening. Say hello, Scott.
Everybody. Thanks there for having me again. This has been a very good experience for me.
We're not fucking trying hard enough if this has been a good experience then.
Right? God, I was curious about your background. You a veteran yourself?
Oh, yes. All right. So let me
Oops, we missed that part.
On the let me touch base on the organization for all of our guys are veterans. All of them are non-paid. They're all volunteers. Myself, I was Navy. I was on the USS Orion for 2 years, which is a submarine tender that was over in Sardinia, Italy. The duty kind of sucked, you know, was over there and, you know, not a lot going on. Got to hang out on beaches and whatnot. So, you know, not too bad duty. And then I spent 2 years on an aircraft carrier called the Dwight D. Eisenhower. We were in dry dock for a little bit, getting the overhaul, and then we came out and did 6 month carrier quals and got to go out and travel around a little bit. So that was fun. I spent 2 years on the U.S. Navy shooting team. I got to travel around and shoot rifles and pistols competition. And then I got out, since
hold on, I gotta interject here. How good really is the Navy shooting team?
I have a really good story to tell you that they are really bad.
No, Brian.
Come on.
JJ, mute Brian's mic for me.
No, don't.
How good is the shooting team, Scott?
Well, I was one of the bad guys. Well, let me tell you a story. All right. So we're out at Camp Pendleton. So my brother, he was stationed out in Camp Pendleton. It was in San Diego. So we get out there and I go hang out with my brother. He was in the Navy too. You know, like, you know, the whole story about the Navy sailors. I hadn't seen them in a while. We got together. We went out, you know, partying. And, you know, I go back to where we're staying at the next morning. And my guys are gone. They're headed to Camp Pendleton to shoot. I'm like, damn, where's everybody at? You know, I missed the bus to get to go to Camp Pendleton. So my brother drives me out to Camp Pendleton. And, and we're like, hey, where are they shooting at today? And the guard said, he's like, shit, there's 200 ranges out here. I don't know where they're at. So we're like, screw it, we're going back to the beach. So we went back to the beach and jet skied all day. And I get back to the barracks where we were staying at that night. And boy, my senior chief, boy, he let into me. He's like, man, you missed a whole day of shooting. And you're never going to make the team because you missed the whole day of score. And I'm thinking, crap, you know. So I go in there and I shoot for the rest of the week. And we get down to, you know, the end of the week, and the way that they work it is they take 20 people from the East Coast, 20 people from the West Coast, and then they let those guys shoot and they take the top 20. So I was 21. Out of the top 20. So I was on the bubble or one off the bubble. So one of the guys decided that, you know, he wasn't going to be able to make the team. So that jumped me in the 20th. So I missed one whole complete day of shooting and still was able to be 21 or make the team. So
intro to this show, I make it a point to say that the military would not have a minimum standard if that minimum standard was not good enough. So may I be probably not the first to congratulate you on being on the Navy shooting team 30 years ago, however long it was. How long ago were you on the Navy shooting team?
It was 33 years ago, probably.
Yeah. Nailed it, Rusty.
87? Wow. I was ranked, 87. I was ranked 12
the
first year overall, and then I was ranked 8 the second year overall on the Navy team.
Nice. Not bad.
That's amazing, dude.
Yeah, that's great. That's
great. Yeah. So where does the Navy, now that we've got that out of the way, where does the Navy shooting team rank in order of all the rest of the services?
Well, we shot against, you know, the Army, we shot against SEAL teams and stuff like that. So I got to compete with the best of the best because when we go to our competitions, that's who we shot against civilians. We shot against other military branches. And then of course the SEAL teams were, you know, they had teams together, and then, you know, the Army had them, the Navy had them. And then, I've got a first place trophy rifle and a second place trophy rifle. Both I won on leg matches, and one has a gold medal with it. One has a silver medal with it. And I keep them in my safe. And I actually had some friends over this past week, and they go, "When are you going to shoot those things?" I said, "Oh, they'll never get shot." One of them, I got an M1 Grand that still has a cotton down the barrel. And
I'll
let my son shoot it whenever I do.
So the short answer is the Air Force, Rusty. The short answer is the Air Force is the worst. Air Force
people out there. You know, they didn't. I don't think they showed up because they were at the Holiday Inn or.
They spent the day.
There we go.
Yeah,
we're 40 minutes into the show. I finally got this dude to talk a little shit.
Oh man,
that's awesome.
Everybody talks about the Air Force.
Well, just be a little quieter about it.
Tony can't hear.
My wife can't hear. My wife is Air Force.
Sorry for your loss.
It's a disability.
You 100% for that one.
Oh, man.
Medically retired.
Well, shit, if that was the case, I joined the wrong branch.
Right?
Oh man,
dude, they just gave you captain rank.
Listen, we already went through
this. They just handed it to you.
No, there was a board and I was the last choice. Like, come on, that's better than handing it to me.
Yeah, listen, there was a selection process and they said, does he tie his own shoes in the morning? Probably not. Does his old lady truck his food in for him? Probably.
Listen, I have a coffee mug that says crayons on it. Okay, that's all you need to know about my daily life.
I fully believe that.
And I got it for Christmas, and I use it every day. I don't know what that has anything to do with anything we're just talking about, but I feel like I just need to interject.
It's perfect. Get me off the hook. You know what it is, dude? It's going to – all the guys that are listening, one – to the context, and two, to the tone of your voice. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong. I'm just saying that people are going to question how your wife gets pregnant because they know that it's not you that's fertile.
Bro, I don't know who's fertile, but number two and number three, they got banged out like you wouldn't believe. Unreal. And then this last one, we were trying for like 2 months and we're like, well, this is weird. What the heck's going on here? So we were like, well, fuck it. I guess we're done. I went and saw the Navy, typical Navy, assholes, to get a vasectomy done. And they were like, oh yeah, well, you got to do this. I'm like, no, dude, like I'm a grown man. Like, just let me have a vasectomy. No, you need to see the doctor first. No, I don't. Give me a referral to go do this out in town.
This is his sick call story, JJ.
Oh yeah, man, it's so obnoxious. Story. Listen, Gina, so long story short, by the time the Navy got off their ass and I got my appointment, Laura was pregnant.
Because of sex.
This is true. Yeah, that three-letter word will screw you over in a heartbeat.
So does kid.
This is, ooh, yeah. Story of my life, 10 minutes before I was supposed to do the show.
Yeah. Oh, so many children. All right, dude. So we totally just
for that, didn't
we? You know, I offered to put a couple of rubber bands around his nuts and just put him out to pasture, but he declined the last time I saw him.
Yeah, that would have been the smart way to go at this point.
Just rubber band him, go out and eat. They'll fall off.
You could have put me in one of those little calf things, you know what I'm saying, where they put you through the chute and your head gets stuck and they just like rubber band you.
Yeah. Yeah. Like preg testing and vaccine and brands and all that other stuff. Just do it all at one time.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Clip your ear.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brand USM podcast.
Again. Brand it again.
I get railed every day by the Marine Corps, so I don't need you guys to do it for me.
Big green weenie.
Every day.
So we should probably, Bo, exclude the part where he says he gets railed by the Marine Corps every day while he's still active.
Oh, hell no, leave that in.
You know what? You're right. Fuck it. He's yeah. He just said it. I'm a grown ass man.
Yeah.
Leave it in, Bo.
Aye, aye, Captain.
What colonel's listening to this show? What?
I hope the motherfucker that pinned him.
None. No, my. There's a couple people in my shop that like the page from time to time, but I don't think they have the time to sit and listen to a 1 hour radio show.
A four dudes just jacking each other off like a long distance Dutch rudder.
Yes.
that got Jonesy fucking laughing again. There we go. All right. Scott's back, ladies and gentlemen. All right, dude, where did we cut you off at? Because we've only got about.
I think we were talking about semen.
Semen. And or SEMA or semen. I can't remember. JJ, what's our time, man? How much time we got?
We're good. We got about 10 more minutes.
10 more minutes. All right, Scott, we got 10 minutes, dude. How are we going to fill it? First,
semen.
With semen.
What's long and hard and full of semen?
All right, I got to try to bring us back on track here. Scott, start talking about a fucking email address or something, dude. Come on, bring this back in.
Bring us off the tracks.
Oh, no. Where did he go? Right, so, oh, there he is.
So if anybody out there has got the, you know, the big fat checkbook, that they got to get rid of some of that COVID money. Just send it on out to American Warrior Garage. We've got our email is AmericanWarriorGarage@gmail.com. We're on internet, we're on Facebook, Instagram, all the different social media things. And then, let's see, what else do we got going on?
So I'm going to just go out on a limb here and say that you're probably not your social media guy.
No.
Okay. Clarified. Cause you said we're on the internet.
We're out there on the interwebs.
Yeah.
Thanks, Al Gore.
Can we find you in an encyclopedia too?
I prefer Britannica.
Yeah.
You know, when you get the commercials on the TV and you can order it, you just call the 1-800 number.
I wish I had.
There is something you could have which would help you a lot. Do you know what that is? It's the new Encyclopedia Britannica. Take a look at this. From the first beeps of Sputnik to the triumph of the Apollo moon landing. To find out how you can own the Encyclopedia Britannica, just call this toll-free number and we'll send you this free booklet telling you everything you need to know about your key to the information age. And just for previewing Britannica in your home, your family will receive this 3-volume desk reference set. So if you would be interested in owning the new Britannica, just call this number. Encyclopedia Britannica, the library that never closes.
He's in a Rolodex.
Yeah, I wish I had encyclopedias, bro.
Fucking Rolodex. Oh my God. I had one person that ever had that, and it was my grandfather. I've never seen anybody else own that.
Well, like the Encyclopedia Britannica.
No,
whatever. A Rolodex?
Yeah.
I think my dad still uses his.
Oh my word.
He's 70.
What's wrong with a Rolodex, bro?
He's got a Rolodex on his desk.
What's wrong with a Rolodex?
That takes so much.
You still have business cards, right?
Yeah.
Then you need a Rolodex.
That's what I'm saying. Right.
Okay, Boomer. Stop it.
Boomer? How old are you?
Let's not worry about that, Dad.
I actually think I'm older than you.
You are older than me.
Have you reached 40 yet?
No.
Fuck.
Damn it, Adam. We're both screwed.
Well, I just barely turned 40, bro.
Oh, I love this show so much. I'm so glad I get to play second fiddle.
You, Russ, Scott, tell us how old you are. Or not.
55.
Oh, that ain't nothing, man. 55 ain't nothing.
You ain't old yet.
No, man. Yeah, you haven't started shitting your
pants behind you.
You haven't started shitting your pants on accident yet.
As opposed to doing so on purpose.
Well, I mean, if you get super drunk or you intentionally go down the slide at Taco Bell, you're going to shit your pants. But accidentally, where you're like, fuck, baby, I did it again. We got to go home.
It hadn't happened.
I thought we were supposed to be rated this train back in. Shit.
Oh yeah, we did. We did derail, didn't we?
We're off the rails.
We went from SEMA to semen to incontinence. I like it.
Incontinence. Listen, if you're having problems filing that last little 10% to put you over the edge to 100 when you're doing your VA claim, all you got to do is shit your pants. Just shit your pants. And then it opens up a whole new world of VASRD codes. You can look those up. See, you didn't know you guys were going to learn so much on this radio show. I know that there are things that I'm not supposed to advocate for. And I'm not telling anybody what to do. All I'm saying is if you need that last percent or two to get over 93%, 94%, so you get that golden honeypot in the sky that is 1 and 2 zeros, just shit your pants.
I have a C&P exam on Friday, so thank you for that piece of advice.
Just walk in and shit your pants.
It's via the phone. So I don't know what to do now.
Well, then wait till you're on the phone and actively shit your pants.
There you go.
Oh, man. I saw a video today of a guy who took the phone off the hook in a Costco and farted into it, and it echoed across the whole store.
Can you imagine being the poor fucking shelf-stocking kid that is like – The forklift breaks down right in front of that phone. You pick it up and you're like, I need assistance to the frozen foods. And then all of a sudden you got fucking pink eye.
Oh my God. Oh,
dear God.
Now I'm not saying, I'm not saying that I wasn't fully impressed by both the volume, the length, the depth, and the resonation that that man created. All I'm saying is, be a fucking pal, grab the squirt shit that they clean the carts with, and just give the phone a once over so you don't give some poor kid the asshole Rona right in his eye.
Oh, dear God, the asshole.
So you're telling me I can get in the VA system if I just walk up there and shit my pants?
You don't know. I don't think I actively shit my pants. I had a couple of other things that went on. My shitting of the pants is medically documented. But we'll talk offline, man. There's some stuff there that's good for quite a few percentage points in the old VA rating.
Rusty's VA.
I just gotta get it. I need to get in the system.
You're not even a part of the VA system right now.
Oh man, Scott, you need to file, brother.
Which it's not necessarily probably a bad thing with all the ridiculousness going on, but hey, whatever.
True, but you should file. You definitely should.
Make that money, dog.
It's not even about that. It's about
it absolutely is. A check for the rest of your fucking life. That's exactly what it's about.
It's about having some form of medical treatment available. It may not be the best.
And a paycheck.
You're not going to die. Well.
And a paycheck.
And a paycheck, yeah.
And tax-free.
True.
And a lifetime hunting and fishing license in the state of Oklahoma for $25. And $5 license plates.
Free National Park access.
Yeah. I still hate both of you.
No homeowner tax. You don't pay taxes.
I hate you.
But let me get closer to my mic. You don't pay taxes.
I still hate you.
I'm not quite there yet. I'm only at 100% temp. I'm getting a lot of the perks, but I don't get that big perk. So I'm gonna talk to some folks about maybe.
We have Viagra for that, dude.
Ooh, that's another perk, man. You just tell them that little Uncle Sugar doesn't work, dude. They give you a fantastic remedy. You will be drinking Kool-Aid straight from the jungle, like straight from the jug, naked, like King Kong after one of those 100-milligram pills, bro. Harder than a diamond in an ice storm. You will re-chisel the Ten Commandments on whatever platform you use. That's how hard it gets.
I almost want to see that, but I want to ensure you have coveralls on only. I think that would just make it so much better.
With a little door, a little drop door in the front.
Like a baby's arm holding an apple, bro.
Oh, man. Has Tony verified this story?
Tony! Hey, baby!
Tony.
She loves it. We call it date night. We have a date night tonight. Look at you, gorgeous. Do you appreciate the blue pill? Yeah.
She needs to say it louder. No. You coach right that.
Talk into this microphone and just explain to these fine gentlemen how the blue pill has changed our date night.
I think you're making it a little bit bigger than it needs to be.
That's what the blue pill does, is makes it a little bit bigger than it needs to be. Thanks, Boo.
That is literally what she said.
That is what she said. Man.
I don't know. Dear God, the show has gone way down too.
She said, that's not what I meant.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's why they had that loud-ass generator in MSR Houston. They didn't want to hear them getting banging it on in the damn trailer.
Dude, I was so fucking smoked from racing all day long. I rolled into that, I crashed, and I woke up the next morning to John cooking breakfast. There was no hanky-panky, dude. I was a huge pussy. Oh, yeah, and Tony was rolling around. She reminded me that she had had shoulder surgery. That's why we brought the
side-by-side. Oh, that's right.
She was still in a sling, dude.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hanky.
All right, guys, this has been another fantastic, amazing, glorious, fun-filled episode of Screw Loose Auto. Are you having a seizure?
No, I was like, you know, it's like saying whoop whoop, but I was more like whoop whoop.
All right, Scott, you got 30 seconds, dude. Give us email address. Let us know where to find you. Tell us how famous you are. 30 seconds, go.
All right. Scott Jones, American Warrior Garage. We're on Garage Rehab, episode 8, 9, and 10 on season 2. An episode of Fast and Loud for the Gary Sinise Jeep. You can find us at AmericanWarriorGarage@gmail.com, Facebook, Instagram, and I'm located here in Bremen, Georgia.
My best buddy in the world, Bobby Oliver, has a saying, and he says, if you want to be treated like a big deal, you got to look like one. And tonight, Mr. Jones, you made my little radio show feel like a big deal. So my hat is off to you. I cannot tell you how much I appreciate you taking an hour and a half of your time to sit around and listen to us bullshit with each other. So, sincerest thanks. Thank you for coming on tonight.
You're very welcome, and I've sincerely enjoyed it, and hopefully we'll be able to get together and, you know, do some stuff with both our organizations and see if we can't get some exposure and do some really good things for these deserving veterans.
And we lost Rusty.
Where'd he go?
And I'm back. Carry on. Pick back up. Let's go. All right. All right, Scott. I'm sure you said a lot of really nice things. Thank you. I didn't hear a fucking word of them because my internet sucks.
I thought you had someone coming to the house like 2 days ago.
No, I said 2 days ago that I'm having somebody. I want to fix this shit, but I haven't actually pulled the fucking trigger yet.
Oh, Dad, come on.
I know it sucks, dude. I suck. Okay. So, JJ.
Yes.
Did we got a good response from him? Were we going to be able to roll with that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right, cool. Scott, I'm way sorry, man. I live in BFE, and I'm in a log cabin, and my internet sucks.
Oh, it's all good.
Captain Obvious?
Yes, sir.
Do you have any last words, sir, before we wrap the show?
I enjoy being the world's best second fiddle. I can honestly say that I fucking look forward to this every night. This is awesome. You can't make this kind of stuff up. This is fantastic that we get to do this kind of stuff and be ourselves. So, yeah.
The camaraderie, the bullshitting, this is all badass, man. JJ, dude, you get the last word.
I just want to throw in there, you know what? We here at DV Radio, we volunteer ourselves, our time, and our talents to do this. And we actually spend money out of our own pockets to make sure that the listener get to enjoy the fun and games here on our programs. That being said, we could use your help and your sponsorship. If you are interested in sponsoring a show or just sponsoring DV Radio itself, please email info@dvradio.net and let us know how we can help you help us.
You have been listening to Screw Loose Auto. I'm your host, Rusty Nuts. With me is Captain Obvious. We've been on DV Radio, WDVR. You can find us at USMC Racing, hardluckauto.org. Check us out on Facebook, Hard Luck Automotive Services. You can also find Captain Obvious's amazing brainchild, USMC Racing on Facebook as well. And Mr. Scott Jones of American Warrior Garage and Garage Rehab. Thank you guys so much for joining us tonight. We'll see you guys next week. Deuces.
Radio.